We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McGinn from BobMcGinnFootball.com now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Bill. Real good, sir.
So, I guess, how did you see the Brett Hundley debut?
Not too bad, Bill, really, for my expectations. Not too bad. I mean, would I give him a 1.5 today, Bill, out of 5 football?
Right.
It could have been worse. It could have been better. They got a lot of work to do on defense, and you're right, you know, melding him with the receivers has to happen. I think he's a pretty good prospect, but we don't really know where his career is going right now. We just don't.
I think in the second half of that game, there was a couple of series that Mike McCarthy just kind of pulled the reins back a little bit, didn't he? Kept saying, hey, this guy's been in the system 3 years, and he didn't really, I guess, allow him the opportunity to show us what he knows or what he can do or maybe what he can't do, maybe more specifically. But I agree with you. I think for as much as we want to talk about Hundley, I think the real problems lie over on the defensive side of the football. I'll start with Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Is it just me, or does he look lost or injured?
I don't know anything about injuries, you know.
Yeah.
That would be speculation. I wouldn't think he's hurt. He's not playing well. I have no idea what's happened to him. He's not anywhere remotely close to being a Pro Bowl player, although I thought that was a little premature last year, too. I thought he was probably a B player, certainly not an A player last year.
Is he just missing Morgan Burnett, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a huge factor. You could see all the confusion on the field, and the headset was with Clinton Dix this week, and that's just not him. And, yeah, Burnett's a really smart, organized guy, and people look to him, you know?
Mike McCarthy had said last week after Minnesota about the tackling and about the team itself, the energy, the enthusiasm, whatever you want to call it, it'll change. That will never happen again. And then obviously we saw in the second half of that ball game, tackling wasn't good. They couldn't get off the field on third down. A lot of the same ugliness reared its head yet again. Some of it you can blame on injury, and I understand that, because even though you're not supposed to talk about injuries, it's an obvious factor. But this was a team that just played sloppy. I don't specifically know what's going on defensively. They had to call 2 timeouts because of personnel problems and all the switching that's going on, and it was a legitimate question that was asked to Mike McCarthy yesterday. But is this too complicated for everything they have going on right now, do you think?
No. A terrible coaching job on a Sunday. 10 men on the field on defense for a second good running play within 3 weeks. Blown timeouts. Not having your best people on the field at the end of the game. 3rd and 1 on offense, not having Jones in the lineup and running Ty Montgomery to dance and dart for a loss. No, it was a very poorly coached game, Bill. And in these situations, the head coach has to get a team to rally to him and all those 22 assistant coaches. That's the only way they're going to win. It's how the Vikings are 4-2 with Case Keenum, 3-2 as a starter and 1-0 that he relieved Bradford. That's how you do it. And they didn't do it in 2014, and they have to do it now, or it's just going to be a mail-in non-playoff year.
Bob McGinn from Bob McGinn Football, our guest right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We got into this discussion yesterday. Now, I've never been one to call for firings. I've never been one to rail on coaches, because you can only do so much with what you're given. But given the facts that the defense has always been pretty much below top 15 ever since they ended up winning a Super Bowl, is it scheme? Is it personnel? Is it, Doms? Where can you start to say, okay, there's just too many similarities here for consistent issues for this to be something that can continue?
You know, let's look at personnel, Bill. They drafted Beagle to assist their rush, the kid from Wisconsin, and they haven't seen him. I mean, that's a problem. Now, they got to start playing Montrevious Adams. He's a 3rd-round pick. He is supposedly drafted to provide interior pass rush, which they need, and he's been inactive. So he's healthy. He's been healthy for almost 2 months. They've got to see this guy. And they really need Ahmad Brooks back, because Fackrell's giving him nothing, and Chris Odom's giving him nothing as that 3rd rusher. But that's injuries. they're giving up. They're leaking too many big plays. The secondary has just not been good. The pass rush has not been good. They've been playing the run okay until this past game, and they got gashed pretty good. So they got a lot of work to do on defense. And Dom Capers has been here 9 years. Everybody knows, Bill, I mean, I've heard this a lot from people in the league, that if he was fired, it wouldn't be long before he got a job come first week in January.
That's why I always think to myself, look, if you're going to run a 3-4, the guy that would be the architect is the guy that built it. Why would you go anywhere else? And I completely agree with that sentimentality, and I agree that he would be picked up. Because he doesn't want to retire. He's said time and again, Bob, he doesn't want to go away for the next, 3, 4, 5 years or something like that, right?
Doesn't he seems to. You know, he's got great energy, and he seems to want to keep coaching, right?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to go away anytime soon, so I agree with you. He would have a job almost immediately. I just can't – I would have to go with you on the personnel issues. I mean, they have drafted time and again to try – it's not like they haven't tried to fortify the defense. It just hasn't panned out. And I don't know if that's positional coaches. I don't know if that's Ted just picking up talent that seems to be lackluster. But, you know, Demarius Randall. Well, give me your thoughts on Demarius Randall. Quinn Rollins obviously out for the season, but give me your thoughts on Demarius Randall.
Let me mention one little thing first, Bill, okay? Don't forget now, the last six picks in this last draft all played offense. Williams, Yancey, Jones, Amichia, Mays, and Dupree. That's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot more holes on defense than they did on offense. The first four were defense, but, hey, make it a 7-3 defensive draft, not 6-4 offense. Okay, on to Randall. This last pick was outstanding. I mean, he took a 6-6 guy to the seam. The ball was thrown low, so what? I mean, he caught the ball. He secured it. The first couple were just kind of being in the right place at the right time, but there's a knack for that, too, and he has terrific hands, you know. There's no question. I don't trust the player to do what he's assigned to do. I don't trust him ever to be physical or to run support. So there's weaknesses in his game that aren't going to go away. But he has taken the ball away 3 times, and that's to be commended.
Now, defensively speaking, for what they've been able to draft, and you had mentioned it, Montrevious Adams, you want to see him back in there. You want to see Vince Beagle back in there. I like what Kenny Clark has done. I like what Blake Martinez has done. How much progression have you seen out of those two guys?
A lot. Clark's been steady growth progress, you know, since by game 10 last year. He's been on the upswing, like everything about his game. His heart's in the right place. He's a good kid. He tries hard, and he's got a lot of ability. Martinez, he did not play well this last week. He got exposed in coverage in the screen game, and everything he was making, the hits he was making were all downfield. But prior to that, you know, he had been playing across the line of scrimmage, kind of the way a young Nick Barnett played. I liked a lot about Martinez. He's not good in coverage right now. He does bite, and there's some area on play action that he has to tighten up. But he's been an improved player this year.
I know that there's a lot of talk about Clay Matthews, and look, Bob, I've seen him run down ball carriers from the opposite side of the field time and again. He's lost a step. What is his value? Because this season obviously is the season in which he's going to make a lot of money. Then after that, they don't have any cap ramifications if they decide to part ways with him. What do you think happens with Clay Matthews?
Boy, when you look at this roster, you got to pay somebody, Bill. And he stayed healthy, and he's still a really good player. And again, people around the league like this player. They respect the heck out of the genes and the family and his work ethic. I don't know. I still like this guy, and I think he will be more productive. He takes some chances, certainly. He always has, and that can hurt you, the integrity of your defense. But he does a lot of good things, too.
Talking with Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. You can read his stuff there. Obviously, the ratings are out as he continues to break down the performance of the Green Bay Packers. This bye week, a lot of self-scout is going on. If you're going to say the number one or number two thing that has to be fixed on this team for this team to move forward and garner a few wins, what would it be?
One thing, special teams penalties, Bill. I got 14 in 7 games. Last year they had 20 in 19 games. Josh Jones had 3 penalties that were accepted in this game, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
My numbers on this department go back to 1987. I've kept every game and the individual. nobody's ever had three penalties, so that has to change. He's got to become more disciplined. He can't keep playing like that.
Yeah.
Other things on the self-scout, well, like we discussed, the whole thing with the passing game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pass rush, he's got to try to manufacture pressure because the basic four-man rushes aren't working, and he's going to have to dig in capers, that is. He's going to have to dig in that huge playbook of his and dial up some stuff people haven't seen. He's got a lot of it, and he's going to have to manufacture now.
Bob, good stuff as always. I always look to you when I need some more knowledge, and I appreciate it. They keep reading the stuff over at BobMcGinnFootball.com. Website's doing well, from what I understand.
Yeah, it is. We're really excited about it, Bill. Thanks
Fantastic
a lot for having
Fantastic stuff.
Me, okay?
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bob McGinn from BobMcGinnFootball.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.